Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you
Norman
were.
Lear is known as the creator of groundbreaking television situation comedies that played off the politics and culture of the day. All in the Family, Good Times, and Maude. He also has supported liberal candidates and causes and founded People for the American Way. But there is a nonpartisan side to Norman Lear, and today's here in Washington to kick off an ambitious effort to register young voters. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with him.
Norman Lear is leading the $40 million voter initiative, and he's brought to the launch Drew Barrymore to help entice young people to defy historic patterns and register to vote. Over the coming year, there will be websites, more movie star sightings, concerts, hip T-shirts, school events, all aimed at getting the attention of the 18 to 20-something crowd. Norman Lear says he was most struck by the profile of the youngest Americans that emerged from a Princeton survey research poll they commissioned on voter attitudes.
The most important finding, for me anyway, was that the 18-year-old vote, that first-time voter, if you get that person to vote, inspire that person to vote the first time, the chances are much greater that they will vote for the rest of their lives.
Is there a reverse to that? That is, if people don't vote at 18...
Yes, there's a direct correlation. If they don't vote at 18, the chances are they're not going to vote at 22 and 26.
When a young person, when an 18-year-old or a 21-year-old doesn't vote, what reasons do they give for that?
The finding I found most significant was that they don't feel sufficiently informed. And one of the things we want to do is encourage young people to know that they are far more informed than they think they are, and more important than that, once they declare themselves a voter, automatically, they will see more, they will hear more, because they will be sensitized to it.
How did you come by this sense of one person can make a difference, that everybody should be involved?
Oh, I had a grandfather when I was between the ages of 8 and a half or so and 11. And he used to write the president. And every letter used to start off, "My dearest, darling Mr. President, don't you listen to them when they say such and such and so."
This is Franklin D. Roosevelt,
yeah,
probably.
It was Franklin Roosevelt. And when he disagreed with the president, the letter started the same way. "My dearest, darling Mr. President, didn't I tell you last week?" And my 9-10-year-old heart would just beat. I couldn't get over my father. My grandfather was hearing from the president. I never forgot that. He also taught me one other major lesson. We were standing at a lake in Moodus, Connecticut, I believe, and I was throwing rocks in the lake. And he told me that every time I threw a rock, the level of the water would rise. And I threw the biggest rock I could find and looked at the edge of the lake, no water rising. And I said, "Grandpa, I don't see the water rising." And he said, "But you see the ripple. That's what you get for your rock. You get a ripple." And that ripple, in this case, will be some tiny percentage more young people voting.
Some years later, you came across an original Declaration of Independence. Tell us the story.
Well, I'd simply read that the Declaration of Independence, a copy printed the night of July 4th, 1776, which I found touching. One of those that was sent by horseback around the 13 colonies and read aloud in the town square. I read that it was going to be auctioned off by Sotheby's on the internet. And the gentleman who runs Sotheby's in California, I said, "Come on over and take a look at it." I went over to look at it and was surprised at my own reaction. I found I cried. And I thought, I'm looking at my country's birth certificate. And that I found enormously touching.
So you and your wife spent $8
million? $8 million is not a shocking figure for anything that is absolutely without a price. I mean, you can't put a price on a document like this.
The idea was, you know, you didn't want to have it under lock and key and you gazed at it with friends. The idea was, let's take this document.
I looked at it and thought, my country's birth certificate, I thought, I want this to travel.
Thus was born the Declaration of Independence Roadshow. Norman Lear's own document has been traveling to cities throughout America for the past year and will continue through the coming election year. It's not about Republicans or Democrats for Norman Lear. It's about participation. Still, as one of America's more famous liberals, how do you feel about the Times right now? How do you feel that you fit in?
You know, the word liberal, I'm proudly liberal, and you can call me anything you want to call me. But if I were to define myself, I would call myself a bleeding heart conservative. In that, you may not fool with my Bill of Rights. You may not fool with my First Amendment. You may not fool with my Constitution. I am as conservative about that as I could possibly be, especially now because I have visited a number of the 51, 52 cities that we have been to with the Declaration of Independence. And I have watched personally those people standing online. And from what they write and what they say, and the way they pay attention, they are relating to all men created equal. They are relating to endowed by their creator with the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They write these things. You know clearly what they're relating to. And government with the consent of the governed. It's an amazing experience to realize and understand people are really so desirous of connecting again with the underlying values of all of our documents and this democratic republic.
Norman Lear, television producer and activist on his latest undertaking, the Declare Yourself voter registration campaign, which begins today. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Washington.
Dates of the Declaration of Independence tour and information on voting by young people are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.